And welcome everyone to Job Talk. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and this is the only radio program in Tampa Bay that's dedicated to talking about jobs. I want to talk with all employers, big and small, and let you, our listeners, get to know the leaders of those companies in a way unavailable to you for this program. So you'll learn about specific jobs and benefits from human resources professional, as well as talking to the leaders of these companies. This is a wonderful way for anyone to get to know just what it's like to work and play in St. Pete and Tampa Bay. So today I'm at the University of South Florida's St. Petersburg campus, broadcasting from their career and internship fair. It's always a very well-attended job fair, and I've been very impressed with all the quality companies attending the fair so far, as well as the students I've met. And it's starting to get busy here. And so my guests today are Catherine Steffen and Dan Mormack from PLS Logistics. So welcome to Job Talk.
Thank you for having us, sir.
Okay, and you got to call me Dean.
Dean, I'm sorry.
Okay,
Dean.
Dean.
Dean, I'm a formal guy. I can't help it.
That's okay.
Got to show respect to the talent.
That's fine. So anyway, I want to talk. Catherine, let's start with you. Tell us about yourself. You know, where are you from and up until the time you started with PLS?
Okay, definitely. I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and then I ended up at Florida State for college. So go Noles. And then I actually found out about PLS at a career fair at Florida State. And then got to working in our Jacksonville branch before moving to Tampa to help open this branch here that's been open for about a year now.
Wonderful. And Dan, tell our listeners about yourself.
Absolutely. From Hazleton, Pennsylvania, probably nobody in Tampa has heard of it. It is a small coal town, northeastern Pennsylvania, very rural. From there, I went to Penn State, came out of school. I had no idea what I wanted to do with myself, so found a logistics company. What in the world is logistics? I had to Google it at first. Started looking into the company, and they said they want to grow. Growth is fun. Went to their Pittsburgh office for 4 years. Now, I'm an Eastern PA boy, so all Philadelphia sports. Going in there into Pittsburgh, 4 years. We're starting to grow, starting to develop. Eventually made the move down to Jacksonville, Florida, and I can tell you these winters are much better. Yeah. All my friends up north are digging out of the sun. It's -7 in my hometown this morning. Not for me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So tell us about what you do at PLS. Catherine, first, what is your title there?
So I am a talent acquisition specialist out of our Tampa office. So I work as a campus liaison. I visit a lot of the local universities and really just share my experiences with PLS, let these students know what kind of career they can have in the logistics field. Again, what is logistics? You know, mm-hmm. really conveying that message, letting them know how their career could be with PLS.
Mm-hmm. And Dan, what's your title there?
I am the talent acquisition supervisor over the Southeast and the Southwest. So I manage our growth here in Florida as well as Texas. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of office openings. We're going to be in Charlotte. We're going to be in San Antonio. We're going to be in Las Vegas. And Phoenix actually opens beginning of April. So a lot of moving parts.
Wonderful. So tell us, what is PLS Logistics? Catherine, start with us. Tell us about the company, how it started, and what you do overall.
Definitely. So we got started back in 1991, so we've been around for a bit. And we originally started working with a company called AK Steel and really managing all their transportation needs on a contract basis. And then we had success with them, and we started to get into the brokerage side of transportation. So we work as a third party, really a consultant for our customers, figuring out the best way for them to ship their product. What is their product? How can we enhance that supply chain?
Wonderful. And so who are your customers, Dan?
You name it, everybody from the big and the small. So if you see a Fortune 100 company out there, we may be doing business with them. You look at a mom-and-pop store, maybe they're building horse stables in Memphis, Tennessee. We want to ship their product. So everything around you, whether it's the microphone in front of me, this gorgeous building we're in, it all shipped at some point in time, whether it's the raw material or the finished product. So really, everything under the sun.
So there's looking at your website, there's a lot of terms in there, and I'd like to ask you to explain some of them and let people know what they're looking at as they look at your website.
Absolutely.
So if you could explain some of the truckload terms.
Definitely.
To begin with, I know there's dry van freight. What's that?
So I think the best way to describe that is going to be what most people think of when they think of a semi-truck. It's enclosed. It's going to have the swing doors on the back. And it's going to be loaded by a forklift. So that's going to be your materials like clothing, dry foods, anything that needs to be protected from the elements is going to go in a dry van like that. In contrast to a flatbed, which I assume you're going to ask me next. Mm-hmm. A flatbed is used to ship a lot of the heavy industrial equipment, steel coils, steel beams, you know, the concrete dividers you see on the highway, because those have to be loaded overhead by forklift. So it's not really compatible for that van, we call them, that you, again, typically think of as your semi-truck, tractor, trailer. You see more often on the road.
And you also do refrigerated shipping?
We do. We do. Especially if in Florida, you see a lot of those refrigerator shipments with produce, as well as frozen food. And sometimes there's things that are a little bit more, you're going to want to have in a room temperature instead of in the hot elements or this time of year, the freezing cold elements, since we ship all across the country and even all across North America.
And what kind of specialized freight, Dan, do you ship?
You name it, anything from precious material. I believe we actually did the world's largest oven that baked the largest cookie in the Guinness Book of World Records. So things as outlandish as that, we're going to ship it. I mean, really, if you can, if we can find a way to get it on a truck, on a barge, in the air, we want to get after. I think the greater the challenge, the greater we feel. It's fun. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing America grow.
And do you have special technology that helps throughout this?
We do. It's called PLS Pro. It's our own in-house transportation management software. Basically, it's how we keep our eyes and our ears on the freight that's going all across the U.S., Canada, Mexico. So when a load shipping maybe in Tacoma, Washington, we can tell you what's going on with it. It's really just a simple click of our mouse, and our customers can check it out too.
And they can see that online?
Absolutely. You get back. Right. I can log on it from my phone if I needed to.
Wonderful. And so I see that you offer LTL services.
Mm-hmm.
What is LTL?
Great question, Dean. LTL stands for less than a truckload. So let's say you need to ship a pallet or two or a handful, something that would be really expensive to ship through FedEx or UPS, your typical parcel logistics providers. We can partner with our customers and work with them to find a truck that maybe have half a shipment, and we're going to fill up the other half. So really the whole thought behind it is you don't ever want any empty space. That's a waste. So a company like us, a third party provider, can help to match up that puzzle piece, get that truck full.
And what is expedited LTL? How would you talk about that?
So that's a great question, and that's really where a lot of our customers come to us, and we provide that reliability, getting that. It's an urgent shipment. We're going to provide it. You know, make sure it gets there on time. We're going to track it every step of the way. You know, a lot of our customers are working. We're bringing in raw materials that go on to the next step. And if that shipment's late or that shipment gets held up, it could shut down a whole line. You know,
right,
it could shut down
chain.
The whole supply chain. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us about the supply chain management. I understand that you outsource logistics.
Correct. So what we can do is we can go into a company, completely analyze their supply chain, literally from getting the raw material to them shipping the product out to the customer, and we're going to analyze it, look at all the data, break it down, understand where the kinks are, where the problems are, provide them a solution, and we can literally have the company hand their entire supply chain to us. I mean, that's what our brokers do. You know, when Catherine was out there trying to build relationships and get freight, she wanted the company to hand the problems to them. We're problem solvers. That's mm-hmm. really what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk a lot about trucking and transportation, but we're a third party. Mm-hmm. We don't own trucks. We're that middleman. Catherine wants to provide solutions, and that's the fun part of our job.
So tell me about inbound freight management.
Definitely. You know, it's really, we can offer all aspects of the supply chain. We can, as Dan mentioned, really take over. So mm-hmm. we can oversee inbound. They can do what they need to do in their warehouse, in their factory, and then we can also take it outbound. And that way, you know, the less hands it's touching, the less problems there are. Mm-hmm. We can make sure everything goes smoothly, and the transportation manager just has to sit back and watch us do our thing.
And you use a lot of freight carriers?
We use it. Ton of freight carriers. We're always trying to grow that carrier network. To be honest with you, we hold some pretty strict standards because when we're selling to a customer, we're building that relationship. Part of it's the trust that we're going to get their product there, not just on time, not just at a good cost, but also safely. And let's face it, you've been on the interstate sometimes. You're out there and you see some driving. You're like, oh, goodness, what's going on here? We want to find the carriers who take pride in what they do, the ones who are going to be able to get that product there safely, because sometimes we can be shipping stuff that's very, very valuable or can easily be broken. So we want to make sure we handle it well. Mm-hmm. Think about supply chain like this. I'm sure everybody's played this game in the second grade where one person in class has a message. Maybe it's as simple as banana or orange, and they start passing it around to everybody, and somebody whispers it to the next and the next. And by the end of it, they're talking about root beer floats. And you think about how that message got distorted. Mm-hmm. To a point, that supply chain, because we want to eliminate all those people in the middle there that can kind of mess it up. Mm-hmm. We want to be that single point so that your palette of oranges stays as a nice palette of oranges, not a box of orange juice.
Right. And so everyone that's here, you're looking to fill some jobs, obviously. That's
correct.
Why you're attending this fair. And I was at your offices visiting, and I was really impressed with the environment there. You know, so tell me about the environment. Are the offices kind of designed the same way?
They are. We want you to be able to walk into PLS Phoenix, PLS Tampa, or PLS Southside and go, this is who they are. It's the same office feel. We have a very firm belief that we need to grow. We want to continue to expand. We want to continue to get after it. To do that, you have to have people motivated. You have to have people coming into the job and going, this is fun. This is exciting. You think about it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you spend more hours at work than you ever do with your family. That's just what the data says. If you don't love where you are, if you don't walk in there and feel that viable energy, feel that excitement, are you really going to want to get after it? Probably not. Mm-hmm. So we want our people to be excited. We want our people to be engaged. I mean, Catherine won at least 3 ping pong tournaments in a row last year. She's modest on it. She hides on it. But, you know, we like to say we want you to work hard, then we want you to play hard. Mm-hmm. We want you to enjoy life. I mean, that's why you're there, right? No one works just for a paycheck. They work for something more.
Right. So what jobs are you looking to fill here today?
Really, our main focus today is going to be our account executive position. It's set up, our account executive trainee has a training program, so it's really great for those students transitioning, finishing up their degree and transitioning into that full-time position. So we actually spend about 3 months of real intensive training. That first week is in the classroom, and then the rest of that training is going to be with a mentor, an account executive that started out in their shoes, went through the training. So they're going to work together with their customers, you know, see the ups and downs of the market, see the quotes. This time of year, weather's a big factor, you know, how we can adjust to that and still provide that quality customer service. So then that position, we eventually turn our account executive trainees into these fully commissionable account executives that work with their own customer and client base, meeting their transportation needs and that supply chain, being that supply chain provider.
And who's successful in your industry? What kind of traits are you looking for in people?
I think the first thing we're going to look for is, are they intelligent? Are they somebody who can problem solve? Because when you get a supply chain issue, it's not as simple as, hey, I need to get from St. Pete to Tampa, which can be a challenge in of itself sometimes, right, with traffic. They may be talking about moving a load from Tacoma, Washington to, who knows, Kalamazoo, Michigan, all the way down to Miami, and there are going to be all sorts of different issues that can come up along the way. So you need to figure out first what the problem is, mm-hmm, understand the customer needs, and then provide them with a solution. So just one, the intelligence factor. People get problem solvers. From there, we need passion. We need energy. We need motivated. We need driven. So a lot of those superlatives, if you will. But it comes back down to, can they be a chief problem solver? Can they be somebody who can look at a problem, understand it, and provide a solution? And from there, we want to train and develop. I think that's the exciting part. It's the training and development. You know, we've talked a lot about the growth. Our growth comes internally. All of our leadership grows from internally. I started as a part-time HR assistant. Mm-hmm. Now I lead here in the Southeast and the Southwest. Mm-hmm. It happens every single day, so we need people with a little bit of that forward thinking, people who are investing in their career. We don't want to be a stop-off on their journey. We want to be their journey, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're at a college university, obviously. Mm-hmm. So do people need to have a degree?
Ideally, yes, because that's going to give them the right background. So you're here at, you know, USF St. Pete. It's a great school. Walking around campus today, everybody seems excited. There's a palpable energy. I mean, this building's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. We want those type of students. We want those type of students who are investing in their future because they're going to give us the right reputation. They're going to allow us to grow. And in turn, they're going to grow their careers very successfully. So we're looking for that right person, if you will.
So if I was looking to PLS as a, mm-hmm, as a possible career, what's a typical day for those people?
Definitely. So our logistics managers, they're going to come in the morning, and the first thing they're going to do is probably check up on things that happened yesterday, overnight, make sure everything's still going smoothly, everything in transit is still, has, you know, still scheduled to get there. Next, they're going to look at the shipments they have set up for that day. And get everything set up, get everything scheduled on time, and then maybe take some time in the middle of the day, to reach out to their customers, let them know what's going on. And that's also really where the growth is going to happen. You know, you're not going to catch a transportation manager at, you know, when they're first thing in the morning loading the trucks busy. So that middle of the day, that's really where we focus on our growth. And again, then in the afternoon, you know, you're going to check on those current shipments and then get things set up for the next day. But every day is really different. And that's the coolest part about being in the logistics industry is you have to be on your toes. You never know what's going to happen. That's, you know, just kind of a rough.
And so the office has an environment. It's very busy. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people. There's a bit of a buzz to it there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, what kind does everyone go through the same training too, or is it like does everyone start at the same place and then go from there?
Absolutely. Everybody we hire into our brokerage division starts as an account executive trainee. Mm-hmm. I can tell you our two leaders in Tampa, Brian Felker and Brett Spurlock. I hired Brian. Hmm. I remember calling him. He actually started up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania as a trainee. Now he's our leader in Tampa. That's phenomenal. I remember Brett started, I believe, January of 2013, and he's already a sales leader for us.
The cool thing about opening new offices is these new management positions are being created, and we need the talent that come in at that trainee level to take our company to the next level and opening those new branches and leading them to success.
So what's a typical path for a career growth in your company?
Absolutely. So if we focus, I guess, purely on the brokerage division, they can go a couple of ways. They start as an account executive trainee. From there, they're either going to grow as a very strong account executive, what we like to call kind of a super account executive. So a very large book of clients, a lot of customers, a lot of freight that they're managing. They're almost a little company into themselves. From there, we also have people who grow into the leadership tract, which is group sales manager, satellite leader, regional branch manager, what have you. So they're going to be managing either one specific office or multiple offices in a region. And then from there, it's, you know, it's your directors, your VP levels. We also have people go different routes. So Catherine here. Catherine started as an account executive for us. Now she's one of our lead recruiters in the Southeast region. So she's going to all these campuses trying to find the next greatest talent out there, trying to find the right person to bring on to the organization. Mm-hmm. We also have people go into more operation style roles. So managing the day-to-day operations, the inbound, the outbound that Catherine was talking about earlier. So really your career is kind of your own. You get to mold it and develop it. We have a strong need for all those roles. Mm-hmm. That's why we value our training program so much, that we can develop them, give them that right foundation, and then let them flourish, and let's see where they go.
That's wonderful. And you really do focus on training. Mm-hmm. I can see that was a one. You have a room that's dedicated just to that.
Correct.
And so they stay in there, how long to begin with? About a week?
So the classroom intensive is a solid week, 8 to 5 training. And then after that, we have weekly trainings, weekly seminars. Sometimes it's just branch-focused. Sometimes it's company-wide, you know. It might be an issue that's hot in the industry right now. And then we also work with them on the sales training. Once they get to that point of the training phase, the managers work with them. And, again, that's where the cool part of the managers have been in that spot. And they can say, here's what I found to be successful. Here's what this person found to be successful. But now also you can take all those tools and make your own success.
So everyone's been through the same path and has the same experiences. It's wonderful. And so this kind of brings us to one segment I call the interview tip of the week.
Ooh,
and
I like
so
it.
If somebody, and I'll ask individually, I'd like to have your opinion. If somebody wants to apply for a job at PLS Logistics, what one piece of advice would you give them? Catherine, we'll start with you.
I always tell students I interact with, we really look for that energy and that passion. Yes, interviews are nerve-wracking, but we want you to come in and look like you're excited to be there. You're ready to go. You look sharp. You have all your materials ready. And then interact with us. Ask us questions. You know, we're excited about our office space and our office culture. We want you to share that excitement and passion, too.
Great. Dan?
So we're on a college campus. So I guess I'm going to keep it a little college themed. This struck me when I was a junior, and it stayed with me till today. They said, Dan, you have a test tomorrow. Are you studying before that? Yeah, of course I'm studying. I'm taking over my notes. I'm doing practice questions and everything I can to be successful. Then why would you look at it as a job interview as anything less than the most important test of your life? Study, rehearse, practice, go through it. So when you're there, you know what you're doing. You know, we're right by the Rays Stadium. They don't go up there and throw the first pitch the first day and go, hey, we're going to see what happens. No, they're practicing in spring training right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. Put your practice in so when you're there, you kill it and you get the job. So practice.
So how many people are you looking to hire today?
We'll hire them all if they're good.
Yeah.
We're always on the talent search. That's the fun part about PLS. Mm-hmm. We're not capped. We're not sitting here going, hey, we need to get one person this month, one person the next. if we find the right sales talent, if we find the right person who can grow us, we're going to bring them on. We're lucky enough to have a very forward we have a lot of forward vision within our leadership team. They don't see PLS where we are today. They're worried about 2, 3, 4 years down the line. So we kind of have free rein to make the investments that we need to grow these offices to the level that they want them to. I can tell you the 9 offices we have today are not the last 9 of PLS. We're going to continue to open, continue to expand. If there's a large American city out there, really good chance PLS may be coming to those neck of the woods sometime.
And what kind of benefits do you offer? And also, could you discuss why somebody should choose PLS over some of your competitors, for example?
Absolutely. I'll let you handle the benefits, and then I'll take the why choose us.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, you know, just the concrete benefits. We have the vision. We have the health, the 401k with the match, the pay vacation, all that stuff that is you're going to get with a large company. And then it's cool because you can sort of run your own business but have that benefit there. And then, you know, those are the concrete benefits. I think the benefits are unlimited with starting with PLS. The training, the teamwork, the leadership skills you're going to develop, the problem-solving skills you're going to develop are not only going to help you in your future career, but just in everyday life.
All right.
Dean, I'm going to almost go make this a question to you, and then I'll answer.
Okay.
When you started this radio program, did it have the same listenership that it has today?
Hopefully it's growing.
Hopefully it's growing, absolutely. So you're growing it. You're investing it. This is your baby. That's the fun part about PLS. When I came to it, we had 1 office in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 1. We have 9 today, and I've been here 5.5 years. Growth. When you come here, you get to make an investment in your future. You get to see a company grow. You get to be a part of something that you just don't get to every day. There's a lot of great, great organizations out there, a lot of great places to work. And that's awesome. I knew for myself, I wanted to be a place where I could look back in a few years and go, we made that contribution. You know, we've literally opened our 2nd Tampa office. We were in a very small space in the beginning, and then I like to joke, it's kind of the house that Catherine built. The place got filled. We had no room to put anybody, so we had to get a new space. How cool is that for somebody who's been in the workforce for 2 years now?
Exactly.
I couldn't imagine wanting to be anywhere else and being a part of something different. Growth is fun, man.
Interesting in your office, too. You're very college oriented.
Correct.
So I see there's a lot of the school colors are everywhere. Tell me about that.
We want people to have pride in where they came from. We're a big believer in culture. And let's face it, you know, Catherine went to Florida State, I went to Penn State, and we're here at USF St. Pete. We want people to have pride in there, you know, almost kind of pushing their brand a little bit. A lot of our best hires come from referrals, and a lot of those referrals may have been a fraternity or sorority friend. Maybe it was somebody on the football or basketball or the golf team. We want people to be able to build those brands and understand that they've made that individual contribution. So not just looking at it on the whole, but we want to look at it also on the individual level. So we're highlighting those successes, and we value our partnerships. We wouldn't be here if we didn't. I mean, we get our best students from the best colleges.
Well, wonderful. You know, it's come to the end of the program. It's gone by so quickly.
Yes.
So, and just finally, if someone wants to learn more about PLS Logistics, what's your web address?
Definitely. It's going to be plslogistics.com/careers.
All right.
Also, check us out on all the social media. You want to find us, we're going to be out there.
Well, great, guys. Thanks so much for being my guest today on Job Talk. I hope you'll come back. And again, I'll look for updates from you now that you're, you know, you've been part of the program. We certainly like to hear about your growth and any news that you have going forward. So, again, thanks again for being my guest.
Thanks for having us, Dean.
Thank you, Dean. We'll be here anytime.
All right. So my guests today were Catherine Steffen and Dan Mormack from PLS Logistics, located in Tampa, Florida. So be sure to check out that website at plslogistics.com. So now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. Well, I'll give you some updates on past guests. So I want to congratulate Kobe Marketing for recently winning the large business category in the Bright House Network's 2nd annual Tampa Regional Business Awards. The award honors companies, organizations, and people who have impacted the Tampa Bay community with their products, services, and thought leadership. So congratulations to Ashby and Pamela, who were guests on Job Talk, and everyone at Kobe Marketing for winning the award. I must say, I really look forward to sharing news and updates with Job Talk guests as they grow and hire more people. A quick shout-out to Doreen in Barrie, Ontario, and to all of you I spoke with in New York and Boston this past week. You know, I just hope you stay warm and safe from dealing with all the incredible winter storms. I highly suggest you come visit Florida and Tampa's St. Pete area in particular as soon as possible. It's just beautiful. I think on the weekend it's going to be about 70, so just saying, come on out and visit. And again, I want to thank all of you for listening to Job Talk and for tuning to Radio stpete.com. You should check out the great music, and local musicians are featured here. And did you know that now you can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day? You can choose between the main oldies, jazz, and classical. And there are other interesting programs like Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon Broadcast. There's other upcoming events like the History Museum in downtown St. Pete. Will Coons hosts the Homemade Broadcast in the Indie Circuit with Mo, airs Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all the previous shows in the audio archive section where you can listen to your favorite shows at your convenience. So that's radiostpete.com. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. So check it out. And if you like what you hear, please listen again and tell your friends. If you have any questions and suggestions for guests or would like to be a guest yourself, please send an email to us at radiostpete.com. I'll answer your questions on the next program or call you directly. So I want to take this time to thank my guests, Dan and Catherine, and also want to thank Joe, Chuck, Richard, Harry, my engineers, Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. As always, I want to end this job talk with a final thought and say to anyone in the country, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everyone.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSt.Pete.com.